Tech Valley Center of Gravity is a nonprofit located in Troy. WOOC correspondent Aaron Pednati recently sat down with its director, Holly Cargill Kramer, to ask her about the purpose, history, and future of the organization.
I'm Aaron Pednati, and today I am interviewing Holly Cargill Kramer about Tech Valley Center of Gravity. Holly is the executive director of Tech Valley Center of Gravity, a business incubator located in the heart of downtown Troy, New York. She has carried out over 25 years of executive-level service in not-for-profit management and communication with a focus on membership organizations, professional and trade associations, and higher education. As executive director of Tech Valley Center of Gravity, she serves as chief executive and operations officer, overseeing day-to-day operations, fiscal management, membership recruitment, and retention in governance. Holly, thanks very much for coming in for this interview. It's good to be talking with you.
Thanks again, Aaron. Appreciate it.
So to start out, can you tell us about Tech Valley Center of Gravity? What is it and what does it do in a general sense?
Okay. So this is it gets a little complicated. The Tech Valley Center of Gravity, at its heart, is a makerspace. It's also a prototyping center, business incubator, and creative community. As I try to explain it to most people, what we really are is if you wanted to have a variety, if say you were, you wanted a workout and you wanted variety in your workout, maybe you have a stair stepper at home, then you want a little variety in your workout, you might join the Y, a not-for-profit organization where there's a lot of like-minded people and you have access to different equipment that you might not have at home so that you could use that and be part of that community, maybe take a class or two. Tech Valley Center of Gravity tends to be quite similar. You can join the Tech Valley Center of Gravity for a monthly membership fee, and based upon the level of membership fee that you pay, have access to at different times of the week to the equipment that we have in the building. We have 3D printers, a laser cutter, we have a fiber arts area, we have an electronics area, a model shop for small handwork, we have a full wood shop, metal shop, and welding shop in the facility. All of those are available to any of our full or super user members. In addition to that, we have a full community kitchen, a boardroom that's accessible to all our members, and a full classroom called the CEFQ Community Room. And those can all be booked for free by members for programs for which they do not charge admission. Yeah. We also have co-working membership that allows people to actually, people who maybe worked out of their home or work remotely or are trying to start up their own businesses to work within our facility, use the Wi-Fi, our digital printing center, our wide format printer and vinyl cutter, and also have access to the boardroom, classroom, and community kitchen as part of their membership as well.
And how does membership work? How do people become members?
Anybody can join. They can join online. We have super user membership is 24/7 and full access to any of the equipment for which you've taken a safety orientation. Full membership allows people to use the facility on nights and weekends. And then we also have an associate membership that allows you, once you can basically downgrade, if you've finished a project, downgrade to an associate membership to maintain your membership level and just use the facility for a $25 day pass. Co-working is $50 a month.
I see. So when did Tech Valley Center of Gravity get its start, and what sort of projects has it been involved in since then?
Well, It was born on Christmas Eve 2012 was when the incorporation papers were filed. It opened its doors originally on 4th Street in the lower level of the Uncle Sam parking garage. The founders were given a free year of rent from Bryce Properties in that place to see if they could make things grow from there. And the first day they signed up 125 members and knew immediately that they had already outgrown the space.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah, so they began working with Bryce Properties, created a not-for-profit organization called the Quackenbush Building Corp. And the founders applied for grant funding through the New York State Department of Parks and Historic Preservation and through Empire State Development Corp. and Startup New York. and were able to raise a significant amount of funds for the rehab of the building that Bryce Properties owned at 33rd Street. Our floor, our facility takes the first two floors of that, and the upper floors have been designed to have modular office space to allow startups to move up and grow through and hopefully out of the building into the rest of the region and grow.
Hmm. So given the intertwinement of Tech Valley Center of Gravity with the local technology sector, can you give us a broader sense of the history of the Capital Region's Tech Valley? How did the idea of having a Tech Valley in the upstate region first get off the ground, and how's it panned out over time?
Well, I actually happen to have some personal knowledge of that because I worked for the Albany Colony Regional Chamber of Commerce back in the in 1989, 1991. When the Center for Economic Growth was coming to be, and in combination with folks at the Albany Colony Regional Chamber of Commerce, I think it was Wally Altes, who was president of the chamber at the time, that actually coined the phrase and said, California is going to have or has their Silicon Valley, we're going to have Tech Valley. And I think everybody in the room laughed at the time and thought it was pretty ridiculous. And all these years later, we're clearly seeing that growth. At the Tech Valley Center of Gravity, we're about to add to that tech-driven economy on March 21st, we're holding a ribbon cutting for our new prototyping center and business incubator that has been funded. The prototyping center was funded in part by Fuse Hub, a grant from them, and the Empire State Development Empire State Development Corp designated us a 16V business incubator and provided us with funding to launch that. And we're focusing on launching a manufacturing business incubator in the space to complement the technology, creative technology base in the facility.
And what do you think was the decisive factor in transitioning from this being kind of perceived as a joke, the notion of bringing a Tech Valley to upstate New York, to it actually getting off the ground to the point where it's something that's referred to in the media quite often and seems to have a certain level of public clout?
Well, I think that, you know, moving Semitech into the region, although, you know, those years ago, I mean, Semitech is gone now, but it was the beginning of it. And, bringing that interest in chip manufacturing and nanotechnology that grew out of the Nano College at UAlbany and now continues to grow in the form of SUNY Poly, and a lot of work done by Empire State Development Corp to really convince people that this was a viable way to, you know, a viable place to grow that kind of economy.
Mm-hmm. To the point where Global Foundries has recently launched a major expansion of their plant in Malta.
Yep. And that digital game business that we talked about last week is continuing to grow in the region too, especially here in Troy. There's a really significant growing cluster in the game design business in the area. We're seeing a lot of virtual reality companies crop up. And it doesn't hurt us that we have probably no less than 15 major colleges and universities mm-hmm. in the area.
Right.
And all the brilliance that comes out of that.
So given what you just said, what do you see as the future of Tech Valley, particularly in terms of the types of businesses and technology production that it will attract here?
Well, I can't help but think that it's going to continue to grow and grow and develop. And I think that we are doing a good job here and have done in the past decade, a good job of preparing ourselves for that growth. So we may not see some of the difficult growing pains that places like Austin have seen and that the Silicon Valley have seen. I think we're thinking a little bit more about how, you know, and really concentrating on how are we going to grow, what do we want to look like. And we've been paying attention to that for the last decade. And as long as we continue to pay attention to it, our growth will continue and that growth won't overrun us.
So thinking ahead, which is very important in technology industries overall.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
Last question, what sort of projects do you see in Tech Valley Center of Gravity's near future?
Well, again, we're really excited about the ribbon cutting for our prototyping center. That prototyping center is going to allow people that have new ideas for hardware products that they want to grow and start a business in, to be able to develop their prototype right here in one place At a much more manageable cost than if they had to go to 3, 4, 5 different contractors to have those parts and pieces created and put together. And when you put that hand in hand with a manufacturing incubator that's going to help them grow a manufacturing business and mitigate risk in that growth, I think there's a lot going on there that we're going to see a lot of other new businesses grow out of that. Well, facility.
That sounds great. And thanks again for this interview, Holly. It's great talking to you.
It's my pleasure, Aaron. Thank you.
That was Holly Cargill-Kramer, director of Downtown Troy's Tech Valley Center of Gravity.